guys, welcome to Cut the Karma. I'm Jess.
And I'm Julie.
And we are two entrepreneurial sisters and mothers who are into spirituality. We're trying to do better and be better in our everyday lives, and we're sharing our journeys to inspire you to do the same.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another Cut the Karma podcast episode. I will be your host this week, so you will just be hanging out with me. My co-host and sister, Jess Fields, is taking this episode off. So because of that, and because we're heading into the holiday season and Thanksgiving is in about 2 weeks, I decided to reach down really deep into my pockets and pull out a private podcast that I recorded for Our Sacred Space. So if you don't know what Our Sacred Space is, it's an online membership and community site that I created for people with open hearts and open minds that are wanting to develop their intuitive gifts and also learn more about the spiritual realm. And it's been doing so well and fabulous. I love the community that we have built, and it's been going on for about a year and a half now. And I'm really excited for 2024 because it's getting a huge upgrade and I'm changing some things and shifting things around and making it more of a community feel. And I can't wait for that to come out. But in the meantime, I wanted to share this private podcast with you from last November. So I did a lot of themes in Our Sacred Space every single month. And the theme from 2022 in November was angels. And I felt an uptick of angelic energy around the holiday season. So I did a lot of work with the angels, and I was teaching a lot of our members about how we can embrace more of the angelic realm into our mind, body, and spirit for the holiday season. So you're going to listen to this private podcast in Our Sacred Space. And it's really interesting to listen back to almost a full year ago, because that's when I started doing private podcasts and they were just by myself. So I'm the host of Our Sacred Space. I don't have my sister Jess like Cut the Karma to just chit chat with and talk back and forth. So it's really interesting to listen back to my cadence, and you can also hear my thought process and my wheels turning as I'm talking. And I just want to give a moment to myself and say that throughout the year, I really pushed myself to do more private podcasts on my own. And it's been a journey, and I'm also very proud of myself because I can see today how far I've grown since 1 year ago. So it almost feels like this is an archived private podcast from 10 years ago from the way that I am listening from it now, present day. But either way, I hope that you really appreciate it. And it also nudges you to invite the angels more into your mind, body, and spirit on a daily basis, and especially around the holiday season and even Thanksgiving. So I offer a lot of really great modalities you can do to set up your sacred space, to set up your Thanksgiving table, and to set up your heart with a lot of joy and a lot of higher vibrations and high frequencies, so that yourself and your guests can truly have such a memorable and beautiful Thanksgiving with one another. So enjoy, and I can't wait to come back with my sister once again when we are together and we just can be chatty Cathys and hang out with you all. We are so incredibly grateful for all of you for listening and supporting, and also giving us your feedback and reviews and ideas for future podcast episodes. You light our fires, you keep us going, and what can I say? We're just forever grateful. Okay, have a beautiful Thanksgiving, and we will see you soon. For some reason or another, working with angels has become something more mainstream in my work. I used to not work with angels that much, and it started to trickle in slowly and then more and more. And then all of a sudden, for some reason or another, in energetic upgrades and chakra healings, angels started to become so incredibly present. And that to me was, you know, a marker to say, okay, Julie, start working with angels more because they're showing up all around you and through your clients. So I sat down with my spirit guides and they really wanted me to talk about angels. And once they started to tell me about angels, all angels started to flood the room in such a beautiful way. And so I started to ask them questions, and this is the information that I got that I am here to pass on to you. So angels really are their own divine creature. God created angels for us to lean into, to bridge our present day earthly realm to the divine, to a magic that is so bigger than us that it's hard for us to perceive down here on the ground. But we have this birthright. It's this innate line that runs from us to heaven, to the other side, to higher realms, that is supposed to be used. And it's supposed to be used every single day. So we are here with basically a phone number, not even a phone number. It's like on speed dial, just to ask our angels to show up for us, and they are there. We are born with a guardian angel, and that guardian angel is with us every single day from birth until death. And our guardian angel is basically like our gatekeeper. They go everywhere with us, and they are there to basically see if the energy is okay to pass into our energy. Sometimes, you know, some people may say, well, what if something negative or bad happens? That might have been in our life lesson, in our contracts already written out. But if we go and we call on an energy, then our guardian angel is a gatekeeper that says, okay, you are allowed to enter and you are allowed to talk to my Julie or whoever that person is. So our guardian angel is one that we can always talk to. And I'm being nudged to talk about initiation. Let's initiate and amplify our belief system in our angels. So what my guides and my angels are pushing me to say to you is, if you don't work closely with your angels, if you don't know too much about angels, sit down and have an initiation with them. This is a calling in and asking them, rather telling them, that you are here to create a greater relationship than what you've already had, and you are ready for it, and you want to develop a deep, beautiful connection with them. So what you can do is set up your energy by saging and Palo Santoing and calling in your guardian angel. And then any other angels you may be aware of, or just say, what angels are here for me today? What do I need? And your angels will always know what type of energy you need at what time. And they will come in and they will flood the room. I promise you they will. What we need to release is doubt, self-doubt, in our relationship to the angels. Now, the angels and my guides were saying that doubt is actually somewhat of a gift to us. It's an emotion and it's a feeling that is here for a reason, because this is part of our survival mechanism. This is part of our intuition. And our intuition may doubt something or feel like something is off, and then you doubt it, then you should listen to it, okay? But when it comes to working with divine order and divine energy, we really should not doubt that, because there's nothing to doubt within that system. They are always there for us. They are on speed dial. They see us, they feel us, and they are always flooding us with their love and helping us. So instead of doubting if they are there, we really should just amplify our belief system in them, okay? So we can have doubt in all earthly situations. That's not a bad thing to have doubt. but we shouldn't have doubt when it comes to higher dimensional, higher frequency energy of love. We should never doubt love. So I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about some stories that came through in my energetic upgrades that were just so incredibly moving and powerful, and also something pretty cool that happened in a chakra healing as well. So this one story comes through. This happened not too long ago, actually. I was giving a reading to a woman who is a Reiki master and a sound bath healer. She hasn't been on this journey for too long, but long enough where she absolutely sees clients, you know, a couple of times a week. And she did not tell me that she was a Reiki practitioner or that she did sound bath healing. I just felt it as though that she was almost like a psychologist for people in their mind, body, and spirit, and she worked with energy. And I asked if that was correct, and then she revealed yes, and she told me what she was. All of a sudden, I started to see huge, 8 to 9 foot big, beautiful, fluffy, feathery angel wings all around her. And they were so beautiful and grandiose and so real. It was like if I could reach out and touch them, I would feel exactly the softness of the feather or the spine, the center of the feather. And I said, oh my gosh, there are angels all around you. And I said, they're showing me that they wrap their wings around you and their beautiful light, their golden light comes down out of your arms and through your hands onto people. But I've never seen such large, big angel wings and how they wrap them around her. It was like they would hug her. And she gasped and she said, that's exactly what I asked them to do. And she said, but I had so much doubt. I don't know if that's actually happening. And I said, well, this is extreme evidence that it is, because how would I know that without them showing this to me? So when we ask our angels to be with us, have belief in it. Have belief that it's happening and use your imagination and visualize them coming in. When I was getting ready to push play onto this episode, I saged myself and I saged the room and I asked for my guardian angel and all the angels that are here to give me poise and to connect with my solar plexus, my heart, and my throat chakra. For all of those angels to come into this room and to be with me. And I got such immediate chills, and then I felt the room fill up with energy. If you don't feel chills, if you don't feel the room filling up with energy, that is okay. Please amplify your belief system that it is actually happening because they are there. So I wanted to share this with you because I feel as though it's going to prime all of us for part two of this series. And part two is how to create an internal and external sacred space within us and outside of us this holiday season, specifically for Thanksgiving. So if you are hosting or if you are going somewhere, I'm going to share a lot of different modalities that you can do to prepare yourself or act on in the moment when you feel as though that you need comfort from an angel. So let's talk about seraphim angels and how they can help us create an internal and external sacred space for Thanksgiving. So the seraphim angels are one level away from God energy or source energy. They possess nothing but compassion and love. And that is what they want us to possess during Thanksgiving. I mean, let's face it, every single day, but especially during this holiday. When you think about Thanksgiving, we sit at a dinner table and we look around and we're deeply, deeply grateful for ourselves, the people who are sitting around the table with us, the beautiful feast that we are about to have, the abundance and love in our lives. Sometimes you may look around at your dinner table and think, well, I didn't think that we would be inviting Aunt Susie here to the dinner table this year, but here we are. And looking at it from a different perspective, maybe that Aunt Susie really needed a deep hug and a deep welcoming and to feel the warmth of other people around her. So my guides are sitting here and saying thank you for, well, when I say my guides, also my angels are sitting here and saying thank you for finding the compassion and the empathy and the love in your heart to invite whomever it is to your Thanksgiving dinner table. Now, sometimes we may be going through a hard time during the holiday season. And our angels wanted to remind us that they are basically a speed dial call away from helping us if they are not already there, because your guardian angel is already there, but sometimes we need extra or different type energy. And if you feel at all like you are not finding the solutions within yourself to bump yourself out of a really sticky emotion, or you may be feeling stuck or so upset with grief, the angels want you to know that it's okay, that you don't know what you need or what you want to get out of that situation. It's kind of like they showed me, you know, Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling in, that movie. It was like The Love Letter. I'm blanking, but I hope you guys know the movie that I'm talking about. When he's sitting there saying to her, "What do you want? What do you want?" There's going to be times when, and she's saying, "I don't know. I don't know what I want. It's not that easy." You know, we may feel such deep, dense energy within us that we don't know what we need to bump ourselves out. And my angels were saying that rely on your sacred space and rely on them. Call them in. And just like they say that our words are our wand and we need to not sit there and just think about what we want and daydream about what we want, we need to write it down in our notebook. Oh, it's called notebook, isn't it? That's so funny how I never say a journal is a notebook. The notebook, right? That's so funny. They put that in my mind. Oh, I just love this. I just love this work. Anyway, how we sit there and we need to make our thoughts and our feelings tangible to be able to manifest what we want. If we're not able to pull out our diary or our journal and write down what's happening, what's going through us with our dense emotions, we are able to create sigils or mudras within our mind, body, and soul to call on the angel to say, "I need you. I don't know what I need. I don't know what I want right now. I know that I do need you and I need help. Can you please help bring a different energy to me?" And they were showing this specific hand gesture that you can do that anytime throughout the day, whether it's you sitting at the Thanksgiving dinner table and you feel like you're going to burst out into tears, underneath the dinner table, you can place your hands on your knees and make this hand gesture. It actually looks like angel wings. Or you can release yourself from the dinner table and you can go into the bathroom and take a deep breath and make this hand gesture. And by making this hand gesture, it's basically saying to your angels, "I need you now. I don't know what I want, but I know I don't want to feel this feeling anymore." And they're going to come and they're going to wrap their wings around you. And they're going to help you feel a different feeling. They're going to help you feel calmer, reset your nervous system, and find that beautiful sacred space that lives within you that you are having a hard time feeling. They're going to bring you back to your center, into your access. So please, if you are feeling like you are having a hard time this Thanksgiving, please know that they are there and you can call on them. I'm adding a picture of what you can do with your hands down below this recording in our sacred space, and I want you to check that out. But they were also saying how you can prime your environment. Let's say that you are someone who is hosting Thanksgiving dinner. They want you to really take time to set up the air and the energy within the rooms that your guests are going to be in. The reason why is because they are winged angels. They are winged creatures, and air is a really, really big deal to them. That is their element, air. So if we can purify and cleanse the air first, and that can be through using incense. They really love Palo Santo. They really love copal. So you can burn copal. Sage absolutely works as well. But if you think of angels being so sweet and high vibrational, the really sweet scents are going to cleanse the air so well for them. So, you know, this is in the morning. This doesn't have to be right before, because you may not want smoky, you know, air or even the scent of it. You can do it the night before, but open up all of your windows and your doors in your house and sage your whole house if you want to, and just say, I release this of dense negative energy and old stale emotion, and I fill it with love and light and purified and cleansed air for the angels to fill this room, for the seraphim to come to our dinner table to sit with us during our Thanksgiving dinner and help us bask in our love and compassion and gratefulness for one another. And so if you really set and prime the air, that is going to be such a beautiful invitation for them to come in and to work with you more. They were also showing me that adding in beautiful decor on the top of your table, it's really called like a tablescape. You can add things and offerings like, you know, crystals. So you could do some rose quartz crystals or clear quartz crystals. Anything that's all about love and compassion and inviting one another in. You can also add crystals that are for the sacral chakra, because sacral chakra is about passion and about connection in relationships to one another. Even in the root chakra type crystals, because that is for feeling safe in your environment and the people that you are around and feeling grateful and love. If you want to have a super, super high vibe, you know, energy there, you can add in some crown chakra crystals too. But really grounding, because if you're inviting the seraphim in and any other angels, your guardian angels, any archangels that you feel like can help you during your dinner and during the dinner time, they're already there. So how can you ground and pull in the energy and the essence of who they are into you and into everyone who is sitting down at your dinner table? They really also respond so beautifully to music. So high, beautiful, vibrational music that helps open up your heart center. They're even showing me harps right now. So even if before your guests come over or when your guests come over, you can have, you know, some lighter, beautiful, almost think of like Tinkerbellish type energy. Sounds moving through the air would be really beautiful. And then if you can bless every chair. So every chair that is around the dinner table is going to be important, because each person is going to be sitting down on that chair, and you can push magic and energy into their chair so that when they sit down, they feel blessed and they feel like they're sitting in magic and they feel comfortable and held and loved, and they feel the angel wings hug them as soon as they sit down at their place at your dinner table. If you are not hosting, you can actually be a walking sacred space. So you internally know how to set yourself up by doing that mudra or sigil with your hands. to call them in, but you can also make sure that you sage yourself using Palo Santo or Copal, and sage yourself and say, I am a traveling sacred space. Whatever environment that I stand in, I want everyone to feel the love and the goodness that is around, and to feel the angels that are around me, and the angels then spread out into the crowd, into the room. And you can also go beforehand, before everyone goes and sits down at the dinner table, you can simply just stand at the dinner table and look at it like you're looking at the place settings or whatever it is, and just take in a nice deep breath and say, let all the seraphim angels be with us tonight, and to be at this dinner table and sit with us here tonight. So if you're a guest, you can still bless the room, you can still bless the chairs, you can still bless all of the guests somehow, some way. It just is not going to be maybe as deep as you can do it if you are the one hosting. So I hope that this helps you this holiday season. Please know that the angels are there. And yes, I did amplify the seraphim angels, but there are so many different types of beautiful angels that are out there, and I don't want you to minimize the amount that your guardian angel works with you on a daily basis, or that archangels are out there, because they are. And you may have your very specific ones that you work with, but please know that it is not limited to only working with one or two angels. There is a full abundance out there, and we are so grateful for them this holiday season. So have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Thank you for sitting with me, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey everyone, this is Julie popping in once more to remind you of our discount code we have going on in the month of November, because we really are so grateful for you. Go ahead to my website or Jess's website and type in CTK10 in a discount code to get $10 off on an energetic upgrade or a massage or an access bar sessions. Again, the discount code lasts until the end of November, and it is CTK10. Thanks for being here. Have a great holiday.